Welcome back, everybody, to another fun-filled episode of the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean. Across the way, Danny. How are you, man?
I'm doing surprisingly well, considering the last couple days have just been not even drinking a lot necessarily, just budget drinking, or not so much budget, but drinking efficiently, you know. Like Friday night, you know, we were hanging out playing Destiny, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to drink beer because I feel kind of full, but I don't want to be sober. So I just decided to drink like a fifth of whiskey. Like, I was like, I'm just going to finish off the bottle. I'm just going to pour it in the glass. And like, it filled up the rocks glass. And I'm like, oh, challenge accepted.
You're like, it's so nice.
It was, dude. It was actually pretty good. It was a Saison based whiskey. Mm. It was like a collaboration between Almanac Brewing and Seven Stills Distilling in San Francisco. Mm. Yes. Oh, and so last night I was hanging out with my sister and some of her friends, and one of the friends there was one that she had since they pretty much were in elementary school, and drinking, and I couldn't find my wife anywhere. I mean, not that I was looking. I just like
had like when her. You were when you were sitting there looking, you couldn't see her from your position.
She hadn't walked past my line of vision for like more than over an hour, maybe even more at that point. I was like, "Where's my wife? She's supposed to be babysitting me." And my sister's friend was like, "You can't say that about your wife. She's not your babysitter." And I'm like, "Well, when I'm not sober, somebody's got to watch me." And then I was like, then I decided to go full like disturb and creep her out mode. So I said, it's not like I make her call me daddy or anything. And she's like, you know what? This conversation's over.
Feels like that Digimon meme. It's like, you can't call her that. Trumps it, switches the card. At least I don't call her daddy. Ah!
See, I guess I'm a meme without knowing
it. A meme. Everything can be turned into a meme.
Yeah, except our podcast, because someone would have to listen to it.
That is true. Oh, that is true. Danny, I ended up getting a new set of Bluetooth headphones for my birthday. Yes. The reminder of my death is coming. The once-a-year reminder.
Oh, just so you were too lazy to die this year.
I was too lazy to die this year, correct. So I got another year waiting. So obviously, like, I finally started getting to use them. So they're refurbished Bose. So, like, they actually have some pretty solid sales for refurbished headphones. And you get a one-year warranty. So it's like, what could go wrong with that, right?
They break after 1 year and one day.
I guess it's a risk I'm willing to take. So I know me and you were joking around before the show, like how much easier it's supposed to be, like with technology, and like it took me like 10 minutes to figure out how to get it synced to my laptop. But it finally happened. I could turn my head around and not get tangled up in wires. Yeah, nice. I need a better microphone, and I'll be a real podcaster then. I got the beard, got the wireless headphones.
I mean, you look like the basic hipster white dude, because I've seen you in a lot of places. I'm like, hey, that dude looks like Sean.
Why's the guy got? It's why's like the guy have a beard, glasses, and a fancy beer?
Right. Like, I was reading this story, and this hipster guy was, like, reading this article about how all hipsters look alike, and he was pissed because they used a picture of him in the article without, like, giving him credit or any money or anything like that, so he sued the magazine. And the magazine's like, dude, that's not you, man. It's just a dude that looks like so much like you that you thought it was you.
That's pretty funny.
You're like, you got the basic hipster bitch look going on so much that you thought that our generic hipster.
I'm gonna start sending cease and desist to all bearded men. Be like, come on. I was rocking beard and glasses way before this. Before this movement.
So speaking of beer, Sean, what are you drinking?
I don't know if I've had this on the show before, so you'll have to remember for me. But it's the Cool Ship. It's from Allagash Brewing Company. It's spontaneously fermented ale aged in oak barrels with peaches.
You might have had. I don't know if they do different Cool Ships. I think I remember you talking about it or somebody else talking about it. I don't know. I listen to so many worthless podcasts that I don't remember
anymore. You listen to this worthless one?
Well, I listen to it when we record.
That's fair. I have a blueberry and I've had a cherry one on here. So, I mean, wouldn't be overly surprised. Wow.
Right. So, okay. That's what I was like. Pretty sure you had the Cool Ship, but I could have sworn you had the cherry.
I went on to Untappd, and under my recently selected was Allagash Brewing. So that was convenient to find.
You know what is fun? A fun nickname to call them by that I'm sure they probably hate.
What?
Just call them the Gash.
That's what it was.
Drinking some of the Gash.
Mm, gotta get that. Gotta get that. There's a lot of them.
That's Cool Ship Gash juice.
Red, Cool Ship this, Cool Ship that. This is the Cool Ship Peche.
Peche?
It's not on draft. I almost lied to everybody on Untappd and said I had it on draft.
Liar.
Liar.
I know La Bodega got a couple of their Cool Ships in, but I can't remember which flavor. I just been really good about not buying beer lately. It's weird.
Really? I've been very terrible about buying beer. What day was this? Yesterday? Friday? It was Friday. I went to Double Nickel and Forgotten Boardwalk and Wegmans Liquor Store and picked up beer from all three locations. Yeah, my Keezer is full of bottles and cans. And not kegs.
Did you clap your hands? Did you clap? Because that's where it's at.
Where it's at.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Pretty much.
Well, see, I can't buy beer because my fridge is still full. Like, I'm working on drinking at least some of the bigger bottles, the wine bottle size. I need to get a couple of them out to make room for smaller stuff.
Your wife. You can't buy beer until you drink more beer. Until you drink more beer. Danny throws fit, drinks whiskey. Still can't. Wakes up sober next day. Still can't drink. Buy more beer.
Right, pretty much. That's, yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, I have a bookshelf that has books and whiskey, and it's more whiskey than books at this point almost.
It went from a bookshelf to a whiskey shelf?
Yeah. It's a whiskey shelf with book holders. Bookends to hold my whiskeys up.
I believe that.
I mean, when I have like 45 whiskey bottles, that's pretty fun.
You have 45 bottles?
Something like that. Maybe not exact, but last time I counted, it was like in the 40s. Damn. And I've bought some since then, so
just
yeah.
Just take a little drink here or there?
Yes. I need to do more of that. Maybe I'll just like drink more fists. Pick like a Friday night when I'm not going anywhere and just drink a fifth of whiskey.
Get on Destiny.
It's whiskey's keto, so it has to be healthy, right?
Just like your Oreos.
Yeah, they're vegan, dude. So if I'm on a vegan keto diet, I can just drink whiskey and eat Oreos all day.
That sounds like a reasonable plan.
With the occasional Slurpee to quench my replace the electrolytes lost to the whiskey. It's what plants crave.
Yes. My beer is good though, and it comes in at 6% ABV. I would recommend it if you see it in your local bottle shop. I honestly would say any bottled Allagash sour is worth getting.
Is it like very peachy or is it like subtle or is it full like La Croix, where it's like a hint of a hint of a peach.
No, it's not low, but it's not high peach flavor. And then I feel like the oak barrels just give it the flavor a lot of depth. Like it doesn't like you get the oak barrel, but it's not like booming to where it like overrides the rest of the flavors. And after you kind of swallow, you just get that nice soury pucker flavor.
But it's not like strip your teeth enamel acidic like some sours can be.
It might be. Maybe I'm just used to it at this point. I don't see the. Does that
your teeth have no more enamel anyway, so you can't get that exactly. Effect.
What I did is I brushed my teeth before to put an extra barrier up before I started drinking this.
I don't know, man. That doesn't work because if you ever drink orange juice directly after brushing your teeth, that's like trying to walk after you like fell asleep with pins and needles, dude. It's just uncomfortable and awkward.
That's fair. I didn't do that anyways.
Oh, man.
What are you drinking, man?
Yeah. Right now I'm drinking from Energen Brewing Company. It's their Oktoberfest beer.
I do enjoy Oktoberfest beer, at least the Märzen. My favorite one right now that I'm drinking is from Cape May Brewing.
Yes, this is a Bavarian style Märzen. It's comes in at 5.5%. And Energen, it just says it's in Ventura County. I know it's like that area, but I can't figure out to find exactly what city it's in. Apparently that's not that important on the can. Oh, it's in Moore Park. Gotcha. That's where it is. Not M-O-R-E Park, M-O-O-R, Moore. Moore Park. But yeah, I mean, it's really good. The can is fun. It's got the, you know, traditional, like, diamond pattern, the blue and white. Their logo is like two lions like high-fiving anyways, and they're holding a beer stein, so it looks very like a German and official. The beer is like a nice dark roasty ambery color, very malty, very tasty. Like a good Märzen is supposed to be. Yeah, when I opened my fridge this morning, I was like, what do I want to drink? And I'm looking and I see like all these like stouts and barley wines. They're like 14-15%. And my stomach's just like, no.
We don't not gonna do that.
Not today. Not today. Maybe next time. Not today. Like I have one and it's like a German chocolate cake stout. And it's basically like the name. It's like implies you could drink it in the morning, and I'm like, ooh, it says I can drink it in the morning. My stomach's like, no. Get the Oktoberfest. I'm like, all right, fine.
But it says it has all the wonderful breakfast flavors.
Exactly. Yeah, last week I, you know, one of the ones I opened up was a saison from a brewery called Santa Darius up in Northern California. Mm-hmm. And they do like a lot of the like traditional like styles, the wild fermented stuff. And I've been wanting to try their beer for a while, but they don't distribute down here. And I guess this is one of the few good things about the whole like COVID shutting everything down is that California really relaxed its shipping laws. And so like a couple times a week, they'll post stuff on their social media. It's like, hey, these beers are up for sale. Order what you want, $20 flat shipping rate. And they is like, I had it within a couple days and it was nice. And then it was like, I'm drinking it and it was like a 750 milliliter bottle. I'm like, wow, man, I'm feeling pretty good. And then I'm like, I didn't think a 5 or 6% beer would affect me this hard. And I looked at the side, I'm like, oh, 8%. Okay. That explains everything. But that was really good. It was pretty much sounded like the way yours tastes, but minus the pish.
Gotcha.
It was oak barrel aged and wild sour and stuff. So
yeah, dude, I have a dessert stout that I haven't opened up yet. But it's a stout and they added brownie batter to it. It's in from Double Nickel. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it's weird, like, seeing, like, Instagram posts of breweries just adding random shit to the boil. Like, BottleLogic posted they're reopened up everything after all their coronavirus tests came back negative. And the picture that they posted to show that they reopened is them brewing a beer with, like, it looked like roasted marshmallows.
I don't get the marshmallow thing. I don't think it works.
I haven't had it yet, but I do have a beer from them that's an Imperial S'mores Stout.
Mm.
So I guess that's maybe they're rebrewing, they're getting ready to brew next year's batch after it sat in barrels for 6 months or a year or whatever. Yeah. So.
Fair enough.
So what you been up to, Sean?
For whatever reason, I thought it was a good idea, or we thought it was a good idea on some of our days off to kind of go exploring out in the wilderness because, you know, the summer's generally been away. So we actually we've been traveling down to the shore quite a bit over the last probably few weeks. So part of what we're doing is looking at all like the top 10 beaches in New Jersey. So, it started like a few weeks ago. We wanted to go to Tom's River to go get Mellow Mushroom Pizza. And we kind of decided to, because we were only 20 minutes from the beach at that point, to go over there. So we went to Seaside, the Seaside Beach over there. And just kind of hang out. And what we noticed was because it's, you know, it's September and it's started to cool down. Well, now it's October, but when we went, it was September. A lot less people like on the beach. It was actually like, you could lay down and have like a spot and not be like worry about a bunch of people next to you. So we decided to keep up with that. So Danny, here's some trivia question because I know it's a trivia question, not a follow-up question. What popular show was filmed at Seaside? Filmed show. Correct. Not a movie, a show.
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Yes, I don't know. I'm sure you'll tell me and I'll be like, oh, that
Jersey
makes sense.
Shore.
But... okay.
The reality TV. There's actually like the house is like now like, it's like a tourist. Yeah, it's like a tourist thing that you could go check out there.
You know, and that's my problem sometimes with like puzzles in video games.
It's way too obvious.
I'll be like, okay, I have to like do this. I have to get this thing open, and I have to do this. And it's like, all right, what do I have to do? And it's like walking around the room for like an hour, trying to like find like some hidden thing or whatever. And then I'm like, fuck, dude, it's been like an hour trying to solve this fucking shitty puzzle. And I look online, and it's like all you have to do is just go like push this level. I'm like, I don't know, man. That seems like a trap.
That's pretty funny. But yeah, so. Seaside got hit pretty bad by the Hurricane Sandy back in the day, or years ago. And so basically people like moved out of the area and new people have like started moving in and revamping it. So there's like Asbury Park and Seaside are two of the communities that on the beach were kind of getting ran down that are starting to get like new life in them just because people have bought these broken properties from that got hit by the hurricane and are fixing them up. So
nice. I know like Asbury Park is like plays a lot in the boss's history, Bruce Springsteen.
Correct. The beach was pretty nice. I mean, it was during the day, so I guess like it's not really that great of a place at night, but the beach was pretty solid. And then later on we went to Cape May, where Cape May Brewing is. We didn't get a chance to go into the brewery because they were having some kind of jazz festival and it was like way overpacked, more than comfortable. But in Cape May, there's a lot of, it's in like the southeastern part of New Jersey. So it's kind of away from everything and away from the bigger cities. And so it's pretty touristy. They have a lot of Victorian houses down there as well. So it's like a very cool area to check out. But the problem, like I said, it's just too touristy. The beaches were nice. it looked like everybody was kind of more in town because it was cold, and versus just hanging than people hanging out on the beach. So we had a good time at the beach, but I think driving through town to try to check out other things was kind of sucked. The other part is Cape May actually looks like they have some pretty solid restaurants for everybody. So it might be fun to go back there maybe later on, the tourism continues to die down, maybe go and have dinner or something over there. One of the things that is interesting is that there's a three lighthouses that are kind of still being used today that were built back in the day for, you know, the ships. And one of them is in Cape May. So it's kind of, we were able to walk up it. The other one was in Atlantic City. We went there last winter with Sir Roy. But it's very interesting, like, how they built these. And you can walk all the way to the top, but it's like I think it was like 600 steps to get up there. So it's quite a bit of a hike to get up to the top of the lighthouses. But it's a pretty cool experience once you get up there and you get to kind of look around and see everything.
Nice.
Go ahead.
I was just going to go on a quick side tangent of childhood. You know, did you ever go to a roller skating rink back when they were actually used? And did you ever play the red light, green light there?
I think so.
Or at least watch it, and like, or did you take that time to like sit and like have like nachos, shitty nachos, and
I prefer to get off and eat and go get some nachos.
Yeah. But anyway, so like, but you could at least kind of see what's the game, because you know the open floor plan at every roller skating rink. But during the red light, green light, this is like a beef that I have still to this day. You know, like they would try to trick you, you know, because they'd say like, you know, try to get kids to go like flinch or whatever. And it's like, you have to go back to the wall. But one that the guy where I went would go, he would do green, light, and people start skating and he'd say house. And it's like, I said green light house. And it's like, no, motherfucker, you said three words. You said green light and then house. You didn't say green light house. You can't go green light and then wait till people start moving and then say house. So whenever I hear the word, it's like whenever I hear lighthouse, that it always brings back negative.
It's like the
fucking cheating ass roller skating rink dudes. All the high school guys that, you know, had like the junior high girls skating around with them that probably they ended up banging in the back somewhere.
You veterans hear bombs and freak out. Danny hears lighthouse and freaks out.
Yes. Fucking cheaters, man. They try to rig it so their little groupies can win. So anyways, back to the Jersey Shore.
Down by the bay, where the watermelon grows. Danny just doesn't know, because there's a lighthouse.
Yes. I see a lighthouse and I curl up into a ball crying.
The next beach we checked out, which was this past Thursday, was Sandy Hook.
Now you go to all the beaches.
So this is not where that shooting was. So this place, that's in a whole different state. This beach is called Sandy Hook. Unfortunately, it's not in
I know. It's just unfortunately named.
Yeah, right. So this beach is actually a state. It's a state beach. It's a 6-mile peninsula. Part of the peninsula is actually where there is a U.S. Coast Guard base, so you can't go over there. But there's multiple like exits and beaches to hang out at. And if you go to the North Beach, you could actually see the skyline of New York City. So it was kind of like cool to like hang out on the water and then kind of like over the water, you just see like the wonderful skyline of New York. If you like New York, I guess I would say.
Well, I mean, it's really nice to look at from another place, but it really sucks.
Yeah,
inside of
it. I just sent you a picture I took. I mean, obviously it's a shitty phone picture, but I mean, at least it's something. But it was interesting driving around. They still have a working, I don't want to say, it's a light home thing, you know, there too. So.
You can say it. I'm not that bad. It's just fun. It's just a funny story. But like, I just understand how people can get away with blatant cheating like that, dude. They're probably all like Republican Congress people or something now.
It doesn't bother me at all. Let me go on to a, 10-second tangent about it in comparison. But it's okay. You can say light, I guess. One of the other things that there are areas where you could go camping, and also there's a special section, Danny, that you'll probably enjoy. There's a nude beach over there. So
Well, the problem with nude beaches is, it tends to be like a sausage fest from all the dudes wanting to go check out naked chicks at hot beaches, but all the chicks are like, "Nah, it's cool. We're just gonna like hang out in our backyard and like sunbathe naked because we don't have to worry about like all the dudes."
I mean, I did say it was for you, right?
And also, well, I guess yes, and also, it's pretty easy to tell the dudes that aren't turned on at a nude beach, because it's not that hard.
Terrible jokes by Daniel.
You're welcome.
Anyways, yeah, I think it's kind of weird. In the last year, I've been to the ocean 4 times, and I think when I lived in California, it took me like 10 years to do the same. But it'd probably be one of those things where it's like, rarely go back afterwards. It's like you're trying to find like that beach, the one that you want to be at forever. Not really forever, but.
Right.
So, no, there's a couple
Well,
other ones we still want to check out that are supposed to be pretty good as well. So.
like we really love to go to Santa Barbara, but the actual beach itself sucks. Like, because I don't know what it is, where it's coming from, or if it's natural or if it's man-made, but like you walk on the beach and you get this like black, oily, tarry sludge on your feet. And it's not easy to come off. So I don't know if it's like some sort of natural phenomenon or like it's one of the oil wells that are, you can see, drilling for oil off the shore, because there's like four or five of them has a leak or had a leak at some point and it's still
That
there.
sucks.
But we've been going to Laguna a couple times, and that one is kind of like probably one of the better beaches, because the water's nice. They have a little tide pool type area, so you can go like look at the little sand beach animals like crabs and stuff crawling around on the rocks. The waves aren't too crazy. It's pretty good size, and they got really good restaurants around there that range in price from, like inexpensive, like, well, not necessarily inexpensive, but like the cheaper stuff, or like you can go get, like, there's a place where you can get pizza by the slice, or you can sit down and drop, $100 on like a this awesome like an awesome seafood lunch. So I think we're like last time we went there when we were both on vacation, and we were talking about that. It's like, if we could, would you want to come back here for a weekend or go to Santa Barbara? And normally my wife's immediately like Santa Barbara, and this time she was like, I don't know, can we split time?
Maybe.
And I was like, all right, I'm okay, at least I know you like this place. So, and plus, they got a couple of really good breweries relatively close by. Like the Laguna Beach Beer Company is like maybe a 5-minute drive from the water, and they got some good food, beer, and they got like they used to have charcuterie boards that were good, but they said that it was too much of a pain in the ass to make. But they have a really good pretzel. It's probably one of the better pretzels I've ever had, which is perfect for, Martsons, according to the can.
Exactly.
Says it pairs well with bratwurst, pretzels, and roasted chicken.
Well, that's always good to have, so.
Yes. So, Sean, PlayStation has made their users even less happy. this time with their latest update.
I'm not happy because I still don't have a PlayStation 5, so.
And nobody's listening to our idea of making a waiting list because no one's listening at all.
No, they're not. Monsters, I say. Monsters.
So, yeah, like, it's weird. Like, I was reading a thing on Reddit talking about the whole, like, PlayStation update numbering system, and it's like, dude, none of their updates have really been huge enough to, like, even warrant a new number. Like, we're up to, like, PlayStation operating system number mm-hmm. 4. And they're like, dude, it should be, like, 1.16 or something like that, not, like, 4. And then people are like, well, they made, like, the change to the party system and the chat system and stuff, so that, I guess, by giving it a new number, people, like, pay more attention to the changes and know that bigger changes have been made, yeah. Even though I don't think anybody's happy with them to the point where either late last night or this morning, PlayStation tweeted out that they've heard people's complaints about the party system.
The party chat sucks.
Yes. And I was reading a thing talking about it, and they were saying that, like, and this is all hypothetical, but it was had to do with, like, mm-hmm. coding. How, like, if you change one line of code, you kind of have to adapt the rest of the system to work with it. And so one of the big things they did was they made it so that people can record conversations in party chat. Mm-hmm. And if you say some no-no words, then they can report you to PlayStation and possibly get you banned. So it's like, wow. Stranger danger is even more an effect on PlayStation.
Yeah. Well, don't play with strangers.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I was having this conversation with friend of the show, Man Thing, and he was like, dude, that's pretty sad that, like, the answer to, like, that is just, like, to not play with people you don't know. I mean, isn't that the whole point of, like, the PlayStation system is to, like, jump into games that, like Destiny, for example. You jump into Destiny, and you're doing, like, a strike. And you might not necessarily are a raid, I mean, and you don't know everybody in there, but you need to be able to talk to them to, like, explain the raid mechanics.
Well, that's because Destiny's in-game chat is not very good.
Right. There's in-game chat in Destiny because I don't ever use it. No. But then you don't talk to anybody.
That is true. You just don't. You're a lone hunter out there in the plains.
I am. With only my ghost and my cape to keep me company.
Because we were trying to. It's the party chat is super irritating because you have to, like, create a group and then it just none of it, like, work seems to be working right. So I think
right, and this goes back to the whole, like, technology should be, like, user friendly, not, like, you have to, like, do research to figure out how to invite people to a PlayStation party.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah, because before, like, you could open a party, and you can either set it to private or public, and if it's public, then people on your friends list can jump in and jump out anytime they want. Now you specifically have to, like, invite them to the messenger group and then invite them to the party.
Which makes no sense. Who knows? I mean, that is true, because, like, and this is, like, a weird thing that I've noticed is when I record, like, game clips and I'm in party chat, it includes the party chat. Like, why would I want that? Why would I want it to include party chat? I guess I've always been able to record, I guess, to your point. Oh, man, I should have been blackmailing people a lot sooner.
Well, that's what people are saying, that, like, that feature's been in the terms of agreement for a while, but I guess they're being more upfront about it or making it more well-known.
True. That is true.
Because I guess something happened, and I try to find it, but more information, but I guess somebody committed suicide because of people on the PlayStation chat. Mm. And so now we all have to suffer because one group was super toxic, or this dude was already, like, planning on doing it or whatever and just got pushed mm-hmm. over the edge.
Terrible news.
Yes. Super sad. Shouldn't happen, but, man, you can't punish everybody for the acts of, like, one dumbass group.
That's fair.
But it'll be even more fun, like, if somebody buys the digital-only PlayStation 5 and is an asshole online and gets banned, and now all of a sudden they can't play their PlayStation 5 ever.
Yeah, because they have no disc. I got no disc.
I got exactly. So it'll be fun for those people. You got to be real good. Oh, man. But speaking of more technology that's supposed to be user-friendly and pissing people off, Sean, Apple finally announced the details for their new iPhone Model 12.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my god, dude, they care about the environment, nice. Sean. Yes. So get ready, you know, all you non-iPhone users, to this function. These features will be with your phone within the next year, if it works out for mm-hmm. Apple. Because, you know, everybody copies everybody. Some, you know, somebody's got to be the first asshole yep. to do it. Like, you know, rid of the headphone jacks, and like all the other phone companies are like, hey, you can still use headphones for us. And then a year later, it's like, yeah, you know what? We don't need headphone jacks either. So for the new iPhone 12, they're going to sell it without a charger or headphones. It'll come with a cable, but it won't have the brick.
Really? The plug yes. into the wall? Why?
Yes. For the environment.
You should have one already?
You should, but here's the problem, is that the cable they're mm-hmm. using, the brick, the attachment for the brick that it goes into, doesn't work with all of the bricks that are out there, unless you bought the iPhone 11 Pro or a new iPad. Those are the only two products from Apple that contain the brick that you need to use the new cable that's coming with the iPhone 12.
Well, that sounds pretty fucked up.
Yes, because it's the USB-C mm-hmm. adapter, and so, but it still has the same lightning, and so from what I was reading, you can still use your same chargers. It won't be mm-hmm. as fast. But then they also sell as a accessory, like a wireless charger, which still needs to be plugged in, but you don't have to plug it into your phone. So I guess technically it's semi-wireless.
Wow. I got no words. I guess I just don't care about Apple right. though. So, but I guess.
But then, like, I saw a picture of like the box side by side comparison, and I guess the one advantage of getting rid of the charge brick is that the box is like half the size. So, I guess there's also that kind of helps their argument of it's for the environment. Except if you have to buy the charge brick, then you'll get the packaging for that as well.
Yeah, it sounds counterproductive.
I mean, unless you're trying to make money, then it's very productive.
And it shows you don't really care like about the environment because you're making them buy it. They're buying two packages.
Yes. Like, I think this phone, maybe get rid of the headphones in this one. And maybe wait until the next phone to like get rid of the – if you're going to get rid of the plug. Because then it'll make more sense, because more people will have the correct yeah. plug. I know I have like three or four of the Apple charging bricks lying around at least. Because I know I have like a couple. I have two that I use. One that I don't use, and my wife has like two that she uses, because she has a charger and a cable that she like keeps in her purse for work and wherever we're at. And then she has one that's plugged in by the bed. And then I have the same thing. I have one that's plugged in at the computer, I have one that's plugged in the wall, and then I have one that I take to work. So, yeah, I can, you know, like, I don't need that shit. And then I have, like, people are like, yeah, I have a couple of the headphones lying around that I've never opened, and they're like, of course, Reddit are like, hey, if you're not using them, can you send them to me? I DM'd you my address, can you send them to me?
Nope. Not gonna happen. They're not sending you that shit.
So, but the sad thing is like, I really need a new phone. Like, I've been holding out as long as I could, and because my charger's my plug's all messed up, and there's like a couple of the buttons are messed up just from using it, and so I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna. I was like, I don't want to buy the 11. Like, I'll wait one more generation because I still mm-hmm. have the 7. So I guess like buying a new iPhone every like 5 years isn't the worst thing in the world.
True.
Because that's also about the end of the Apple support for the phone. I think probably like at some point the next like update 15 or 16 will probably start to exclude the iPhone 7s from their compatibility. So I don't know. I guess I have to buy the phone that's going to piss everybody off. It'll be fun. But I care about because I care about the environment, Sean, not because I love Apple so much.
True.
But then going back to our old man rants, dude, like I want a new computer too. But and Apple got rid of on all of their computers the disk drive.
Oh man. How will you burn all your CDs?
Well, it's not even burning them. It's how will I there's a lot of artists that I want to support that, you know, they get more money from their physical media if you buy a CD from them than if you buy it from like Bandcamp or anything. True. You know? So like I want to support, give them money, and it's like, well, there's no reason now to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, because I've had my computer since like early 2000s, maybe even like longer than that. It's old. Because I know I've had it since before I moved in here, so it's at least 15 years old. And it still works, but it's a little slow. Because, you know, when I got into Apple, like one of the main reasons, you know, before it was cool, when it was like the nerd thing. And the only reason I got into it was because I had a friend that was like, he was the Apple fanboy, and he would like get new stuff and then he would sell me his used stuff cheap. And so then, but it was cool because everything talked, right? Like if you had an iPad or an iPod, like you could have one setup on all your systems and they all worked with each other. Now it's like, it seems like they're making it inefficient to own multiple Apple products. You don't get the same benefits because you have to buy fucking dongles and connecting cables to make your cables that you have work so you can plug it into your laptop. Mm-hmm. As opposed to everything just like talking to each other. And then they fucking updated the podcast app. Because before it would like show you all the podcasts you have and how many episodes of each podcast. Now it just shows you the most recent episode of the podcast. And you have to like click a bunch of buttons to go find the past releases that you haven't listened to. I don't know why Apple hates its users more than PlayStation does apparently. Or any other tech companies in general just hate their customers. It's like, dude, people love us for our ease of use. And it's like, yeah, but we hate them. So let's fucking take away all those fun features for them. I don't know, man.
Life's hard, man.
So I finally finished watching Amazon's second season of The Boys.
I have not even started season two yet.
I know. I figured I'd at least give a quick synopsis of my thoughts on the season, and then maybe next year when you watch it, we can talk about it.
At the end of season three.
At the end of season four, something like that, yes. There's only 8 episodes, and they're about an hour long each. Maybe a little bit less if you skip the recap that's before every episode. But this season, man, they really upped the ante of the show. They added a new character, Stormfront, like who is just like a bad person but a great character. Mm-hmm. Pretty much like every hero on the show. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, there's more like shocking scenes, but it's weird. Like, The Boys seems to do it really well where they have these moments of like, oh my god, what the fuck just happened? But it doesn't feel gratuitous. Yeah. Right? It feels like, okay, that you're trying to set up the character that would do this thing, this horrible fucking thing to another human being because they're a horrible person.
Yeah.
Right?
They're very terrible people in this show.
Yes. And they do terrible things. And like I said, like some shows they do it and almost just to get the reaction out of the audience. This one they do it as character development and fits in with the story. They cover a lot of stuff. There's a lot of like, I guess, modern references, even though the show was written back I mean, the comic was written a while ago, so I don't know if they've added characters, which, you know, they do for adaptions of things from books or comics to TV or movies. But, like, in the newest one, there's a congresswoman who's very much reminiscent of Anna Astacio Cortez. And, like, the way the show wraps up, it's like, oh, I guess they're only going to do two seasons. And then something happens and you're like, oh, okay, cool. There's gonna be a third season and it's gonna be good.
Okay.
So, and hopefully they don't do like what Netflix does, because I was reading this article talking about like Netflix has a problem where they like cancel their shows too soon. And the conspiracy theory on that is that like I guess after two seasons, going into the third season, the production crew is supposed to get like a huge raise, which would raise the cost of making the show. And so Netflix is like, yeah, we're just going to stick to two seasons, but we're not going to tell anybody.
Why is it that they're supposed to get a big old pay raise?
I guess that's just the way the contracts in Hollywood work.
Got you.
So I guess, I can't remember the show.
Oh, you mean so because they put on a productive show and work really hard that they can't have a raise?
Right.
Interesting.
So, I guess there was one show, and like Netflix had like a press conference about the show, and like the people at Netflix were laying out the 5-year plan for the show, and then after the second season, they're like, Nick got renewed, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna make more, and we got a 5-year plan, and then a little bit later, they're like, actually, you know what? Never mind, we're just gonna cancel the show.
JK, which show was it?
I can't remember the show. I know it's like one of the people watched, but I don't watch. That's why I don't watch any Netflix shows. It's hard to watch, you know, because you don't know when they're like, you're going to get into a show and then it's
what
like, oh,
that? Yeah,
I've never.
What about that weird alien one? Is it that one with that girl?
It might have been.
Yeah, true. I thought they made. I know it wasn't one or that one. I forget.
Then it might not. I don't know. It might not
Stranger
have been
Things.
I just know it's like, yeah, Stranger. No, it wasn't Stranger Things. They made like a third season of that.
They went back on their own world. On their own rule.
Well, I guess it was popular enough that people were watching it enough that it justified the praise. Oh, man. So, I don't know why, but we're getting movie trailers, Sean.
I was going to say, like, what the heck? I was watching one of them. Well, I watched the one, and it was just, like, in theaters. I was like, you're a funny guy.
So I guess AMC is like so desperate for money right now that you can rent a full theater and have 20 people with you, or not with you, but have like 20 people in there and watch a movie for $100.
Really? That's not bad.
Yes. No.
Well, shit.
The one by the mall is one of them. And like the list of movies is pretty good. And like that movie, that new movie, Tenet, is one of the options on the list.
Is it all, like, recent movies, or is it stuff on DVDs?
They have some, like, older, like, because it's Halloween.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's spooky season, so they have some, like, older, like, Halloween movie, like, scary movies and Halloween movies, like Hocus Pocus is one of the options, since that's, you know.
Yeah, dude, that's, like, $5 a head. You can't beat that.
Dude, I know, if you can get 20 people, $5 a head, and then I'm sure, I don't know if they open the concessions or not, but... You know, I can't imagine them not opening the concessions if they want to make money. Not that they get a ton of money, but still.
I wonder if...
You know, they could probably pay, like, a couple employees for, like, 5 hours if they sell, like, you know, 4 or 5 buckets of popcorn. The fucking profit margin on that will pay for those employees.
Yeah, that is true. I guess, what do you do? Do you just, like, you have to you can only have, like, certain size groups, and then you have to, like, go around the theater and, like, cone off areas? Because...
No, it's like your whole...
I was thinking like long term, not like for parties. Like how do you reopen the movie theater?
Well, I mean, it's like right now, like, I don't know how it is in Jersey, but in California, like for indoor dining, restaurants can open 25%. And so some places that I've been to, like they'll just have like they've spaced out all their tables, and like they've even taken some, because they've taken some of their tables outside anyway, so they have room inside to space out the tables. Yeah. And then some, like where they have booths, they'll just like have like, you can't sit on these big tables, like the table's closed. Or some places, like when we went to Thompson's, because they have like, they had like the chairs up on the tables that were closed off.
Yeah, so make it to where you can't sure sit on the aisle seat, so that way you can't walk by somebody.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. I don't know, like, right, like, yeah, that would be interesting. Like, you couldn't sit, like, maybe have to be like, because that's the other thing too. Like, what happens if you, because you pre-buy your seats. So what happens now, like, if you buy your seats but you're in the middle and then you have to walk by a group to get to your? Well, I guess if you're wearing, I guess their theory is if you're wearing your mask.
What if?
And then probably gonna end up wearing your mask the whole time you're in the theater.
What if you walk by Karen and she's slamming down hot dogs?
And not wearing her mask and coughing on everybody.
You gotta walk by that.
That's the risk you have to take, dude.
To watch a movie.
To watch a movie, dude. Yes. I mean, it's like driving anywhere at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, you get to play the fun game of like, is that person drunk or tired? Or on their phone. Because either way, they're swerving everywhere.
True.
But the first one that I sent is, I told my wife, dude, it's a new Christmas classic. It's going to be on, it's going to be added, like, it's going to be quickly added to the list of movies on Hallmark Christmas.
Is it now?
To which she watched the trailer and she's like, no, I think this is the worst Christmas movie ever made. Even more so than the Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's trying to get the kid the action figure. And
yeah.
She's like, that's not about the Christmas spirit. That's about corporate greed. And I'm like, welcome to the Christmas spirit in America.
Right.
So this one, apparently, Mel Gibson is Santa Claus. They don't, like, beat around the bush on that one. They pretty much admit it pretty quickly. And at one point, he leaves a lump of coal to a kid. And the kid vows revenge. And years later, hires a hitman.
To kill Santa.
That's
hilarious.
Yes. It's called Batman.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That's the guy's name. Walter Goggins is the guy name of the killer. Well, the actor that plays the killer. The hitman. And he's one of those guys, he's been in a ton of movies, like you don't recognize his name, but you know his face. He's been in like a lot of TV shows. Like he was in Justified, The Shield, The Hateful Eight, Sons of Anarchy, Django Unchained. Really good actor. Makes any movie he's in better. Maybe except for Major League Back to the Minors. I mean, nobody could save that movie. But yeah, dude, this movie, I don't know, man. It just looks campy. Like, it looks like if John Wick didn't take itself seriously, at least I hope it doesn't take itself seriously. Like, there's a part where he's like, I want you to cut off his head. The kid's like, I want his head. And he's like, dude, I'm not going to do that. And he's like, I want his beard. I'm like, I'm not shaving a dead man, a beard off a dead man's body.
It's pretty funny.
And then, for some reason, people still think that you can make maybe it's because Sonic was a hit, finally. They made one that was good, or at least made money. Sonic and I guess Detective Pikachu, but video game movies, man. They're making a Monster Hunter movie,
Sean. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they were going with the, you know, U.S. military getting, or military personnel getting, like, transported, you know, through ancient tech. Add a couple stones, a little sorcery, and some lightning. Boom, universe traveling.
Well, I thought you were going to say, there was a movie and then it became a TV show where, like, I can't think of the name of it. No follow-up answers for me, but it's like Star or something, or I don't know. I fell asleep during the movie in the theaters. Like, literally the only time it was almost empty. It was like me with like the group of people I was with pretty much, and that was about it. And it was late. It was like super late at night. So I just found like an empty row and like lifted up the armrest and laid down and fell asleep. Kurt Russell was in it.
No follow-up questions.
Like the sun god. Yes. of course, it's not like in like the immediate like top of his movies because it wasn't that good. Stargate was the movie. I knew it had Star in it. It's like Stargate, where like the U.S. military went back and like ancient Egypt and dealt with the sun god. But the other thing too is like, why in the fuck is Mila Jovovich in this movie?
Why not?
Because then it's Resident. Now it's just Resident Evil with monster, with bigger monsters and not set of zombies.
That's true. I felt like after playing, because I played the recent one, you're just like a random character. So I feel like it, to me it doesn't like matter because your main character doesn't could be designed multiple different ways. But I did kind of find it weird that they were like. It didn't look like they were using like any of the armor or anything, but the monsters look legit. They're definitely out of the recent game.
Which I'm sure they probably would try to like tie it as much to the new stuff as possible. And you know, I was asking why is she in the movie? I was entering stuff into the Googles to see to confirm my suspicion, and my suspicion was confirmed. There's exactly one reason why she's in this movie, Sean.
Why?
It's because of the director.
Oh, really? It's the director from the medieval. The director from those horror movies.
Resident Evil. And it's also her husband. Oh,
that makes sense.
He's like just as bad as like Tim Burton. Like, you can tell who Tim Burton's having sex with by who's the leading actress in his movies.
Well, what if he got the job and they're like, well, we want to go with this direction. And he's like, I can't. You're going to get me in trouble at home.
Dude. Yeah, my wife is going to be so pissed.
I was going to hope that you were going to say, like, she loves the game and plays the game.
No. She's banging the director. They've had sex at least once. That's all that can be confirmed for sure. At least once.
Fair enough.
Because that's all kids are is just sex souvenirs.
They're not even very good souvenirs.
No. The worst kind, dude. They're like an STD of souvenirs. Oh, man. So, Sean, while I was on vacation, I watched a couple movies. Man.
What'd you watch?
So I finally got around to watching the Hugh Jackman musical extravaganza circus movie, The Greatest Showman. That had Zac Efron and Zendaya in it. And apparently, Zendaya is the correct way to say it because it's supposed to rhyme with papaya. Gotcha. In my Aya, Zendaya. I know when this movie came out, like, the soundtrack was, like, lighting up the social medias. Everyone was saying how much they loved it. And then, of course, immediately after, it died away because the social medias lost the interest.
It did look pretty musical-y.
It's very musical. Like, I think the movie would be, like, 45 minutes long if it wasn't for songs. Which, I mean, I guess every musical's that way, but... There's a few points where you're like, you could have just said this with a few lines of dialogue and cut like 20 minutes off the movie.
Oh, jeez.
But that being said, dude, like Hugh Jackman legit can sing. I mean, of course, Zac Efron and then Zendaya. Like everybody's like all the musical performances are pretty amazing. The dance numbers are really cool. The effects with the, I guess, the quote unquote freaks of his circus. They all look really good. I mean, it's an enjoyable movie. I'm not going to say feel good because there are some feel bad moments in it, but it definitely has a solid message and it's not subtle. Like they kind of beat you over the head with the message of like, you're okay as you are. Like it's okay to be you, that kind of shit. Cause there's like multiple songs being sung about that and moments that they do that. Cause like the main thing, like Zac Efron comes from like wealthy, from high society and wealthy parents, and his parents are those the kind of like, well, just think you have to worry about what other people will think. And he starts to fall for Zendaya, and his parents catch him with her, and he's like, you can't date the help. And it's like, but have you seen her? She's hot. And it doesn't matter. So, but yeah, it's a pretty good movie, but like it's long. It's like a couple hours long. It's like a little over 2 hours long, but like I said, they could have cut some out and probably just had maybe a conversation instead of a song for there.
We could talk about our feelings or we could sing about it.
Right. I can't remember what movie it was, or like it was a movie or a TV show where the person wanted to sing, and like the rest of the people in the cast, like, every time he'd start to sing, they'd be like, no, nope, not going to do this. It was pretty funny. Then I watched the last movie in the Maze Runner trilogy. I mean, it's basic young adult dystopian. There's a plague outbreak out with like, they're kind of like zombies, but not really. I mean, there are enough like zombies to make my wife afraid of them, but not enough to call them zombies. Like, I can't remember what they called them in the movie, but they didn't call them zombies. But basically, they're just like giant rage monsters. And so like the whole point is they're trying to, like, there's this corporation trying to figure out a cure from the people that are immune to it. So they had like, and that's where the maze in the first one was set up, was kind of as like a trial to see of these kids who actually was immune to it. And so, you know, of course, as the movie's going on, my wife's like predicting things and they're coming true. And it's like, she's like, aha, I knew it. And I'm like, dude, it's not that hard, man. Like, these aren't very deep movies.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, one of the things as I was watching it too, I was thinking about like when these movies were coming out, because it was like The Hunger Games and Twilight and this and, you know, a bunch of other young adult, either just basic young adult or young adult, like dystopian future movies were coming out. And, you know, the Hollywood people were like against it. Like, is this what movies are going to be forever? Like, we're just, if we want to go see a movie, we're going to have to watch some shitty young adult movie. And then, like, one of them kind of made less money, and then eventually they stopped making them. But they, I mean, when they were in theaters, they were popular and made a shit ton of money. But it's funny because that's kind of the same thing going on with superhero movies. You know, everyone's like, all they're making is superhero movies. And it's like, yeah, because they make money. If you want them to make a movie, ask Tyler Perry. Like, if you make money, they'll let you make whatever. Because he's made so many movies, and some of them are good. And the rest of them are just there to make money, and it works. But then now, because like the whole thing with like the young adult genre dying off, and I guess quote unquote nobody being brave enough to predict the downfall of the young adult movie, so now you got everybody. Anytime like a superhero movie doesn't break world records, like it still like makes a great profit, but it's like it's not the number one all time movie.
This movie is a failure. It didn't break any box offices.
Right. It's like, this movie's a failure, and this is going to be the last superhero movie ever made. It's going to be the death of superhero movies. Dude, just calm down, man. Like, it'll happen. Like, they'll stop making superhero movies eventually. Or at least as often, because the plan is next year, like, Marvel's going to have 4 movies in theaters because of the COVID. If we're allowed to go back to theaters, like we said. Or you can rent an AMC if they don't shut their doors at the end of the year like they're claiming to have to do. So, and then the last one I watched was a movie about based on a true story movie called Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House. And surprisingly, Liam Neeson played a character where he didn't have the certain set of skills. He didn't have to like rescue anybody or find the killer or stop somebody from hijacking an airplane. Like, he just played a dude being a dude. Like, he was like basically J. Edgar Hoover's right-hand man. And when Hoover passed away, like, Nixon didn't really trust them, and so he put his own dude in. But it was funny because, like, when Hoover passed away, they're like, all right, start shredding everything. And so, like, some guys from the White House showed up, and they're like, yeah, Nixon wants all these files. And they're like, yeah, we know what you're talking about. He's like, no, we know he has them. We're going in his office and we're going to take them. You can't stop us. And they're like, fine. And they go in the office and all the file cabinets are empty. And they're like, where are they? And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. They don't exist. And so, like, Nixon didn't like him because he was loyal to the country and not to Nixon, which sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah.
So basically, like, all these, like, when the Watergate break-in happened, the guy that was basically Nixon's person in, like, charge, that he put him in there, he, like, told them, like, you only have, like, 48 hours to investigate, and if you can't find anything, then we're going to shut down the investigation, and that's it. And he's like, well, that doesn't seem right. And so he went from being, like, super, like, patriotic and, like, for the country and, like, secrets need to be kept to, like, slowly leaking stuff to the media. And eventually he became the source known as Deep Throat to the Washington Post, to Woodward and Bernstein. And that, like, they suspected him, but they didn't want to accuse him because he'd been with the Bureau for so long, and he was, like, known as not being that guy. Like, he had so many chances in the past. So they're like, we're pretty sure it's him, but we can't ever accuse him without having proof because – you know, and so finally, like, he was like a year or two away, like, dying pretty much, and his daughter convinced him to come forward, and they wrote a book, and now they made a movie. But if you're into, like, government behind the scenes movies like this, it's a very good movie. I enjoyed it.
That sounds pretty interesting.
So I got a little teaser for next episode. Oh, Sean. And I'll get my one major complaint about it out of the way in the teaser. So I started watching this anime called Laid Back Camp.
Okay.
It's on Crunchyroll /
Yeah, I've heard of it. I didn't watch it though.
And so basically it says there's two seasons, but like one season is the voice actress of the main character doing these little 6-minute vignettes of her like learning how to camp. And it gets kind of annoying because
giving like, you tips like, on like what to do if you're
how to buy a tent or sleeping bag and what like accessories you're gonna need. I only watched the first couple episodes, and at some point she ends up going camping for like overnight by herself, like the main character goes solo camping. But it was just like they were kind of annoying because it was like, I want a tent, but it has to be cute because girls like cute. I was like, dude, you can say that once and, like, we get the point that you like cute. Like, or you can say, I like cute. You don't have to be like, oh, look, here's a mug that I can sip my coffee out of in the morning. Look how cute it is, because girls like cute.
Yeah.
Aw. But then the actual anime. So I'm like, I watched the first couple episodes. I'm like, dude, I don't know why I'm watching this. I just want to watch the anime. And so I'm like, I've watched the first 5 episodes out of the 12. It's cute without being cutesy. There's some, fun little jokes and stuff, but my biggest complaint so far is, like, the two main characters are, like, camping but separately, and so they, like, take pictures of this view that they have of the city that they're camping above. But in the picture, you can see them taking the picture. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, because they held up their phone to get, like, a better view, I guess, both of them, like, above their head. And so then they click send, and you can see them in the picture and on the edge of the cliff that they're taking the picture off of, holding the phone above their head, taking the picture.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible news.
But that's so far, that's my only complaint.
I guess I could tease something I just started doing, Danny.
Yes.
I'm going to give I'll give everybody my take next week on Goblin Slayer Year 1. I actually did some, started doing some light reading. Ooh.
You're not completely illiterate.
Now you sound like my girlfriend. You dick. You know how to read? Wow, thanks.
Are you just looking at the pictures?
They are pretty cool pictures. Nothing like watching, you know, goblins and whatnot, and humans getting killed and murdered in very brutal ways.
Sweet. All right. So we got some weebin' to do next week.
Weebin'. All right, everybody, make sure you follow us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Facebook, Amazon Podcast. You can follow us on Untappd. You can follow us on Instagram. We're everywhere.
Facebook.
Always a little bit of Facebook.
The Evil Empire.
The Evil Empire. A lot of the things we covered are Evil Empires.
Yes, you can find us on all the Evil Empires. If something's evil, then we're probably there.
Exactly. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.